Yeah.
This is the Freedom Fiends Variety Hour, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios, at the corner of Trash View and Mata Vista. We alter your locus
aurelius. You've been injecting the marijuanas again.
By warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 420 kelvins to keep a sin flooded statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working? Can you feel it, Michael?
I'm on offwiggler.com and it's working.
Excellent. And as always, the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. We're here.
We got a lot of... Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Oh, just getting all the willies out. I'm good.
You done?
I'm done.
Yeah, you're saying all the stuff I make you say, and I'm like, ugh, stop saying the stuff I make you say. It's taking too long. I got things to say. So, what's up, Jeremy? How you doing?
Oh, I'm excellent, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. Why is taxation theft, and how can you prove it mathematically?
Because it's just a horrible, horrible thing. Why is it theft? Because they tell you that you have to take money. Well, it's actually more accurately extortion, as far as I'm concerned, because you're told you have to pay for services, whether you asked for them or not, whether you want them or not, or whether you're going to make use of them or not. And you're told if you don't pay them, in most circumstances, eventually some guy with a gun is going to show up and tell you to get in a cage.
Yeah, yeah. Or just, you know, inconvenience you. I had an interesting taxation is theft today happened. 57% tax happened from a failed state I will never set foot in, Greece. You know, Greece is, people say, well, democracy's not perfect, but it's the best form of government there is. And first of all, why government?
It's the shiniest turd in the bowl is what they're trying to tell you, Michael.
Yeah, and really it's not, I would say, because what is it they say? Democracy, 51% of people pointing guns at 49% of the people and stealing their money. And there's actually kind of a dad spam thing that used to go around. Dad spam is, you know, forwarded emails that say things like, heartfelt letter from a dying Marine, or Obama is a secret Muslim, and it's in all caps. And it's got a lot of forwarding little, you know, right-hand arrows in it, greater than symbols, because dads don't know how to delete that stuff, right?
Most dads, yes.
Yeah, well, there was a... Go ahead. Your dad does?
I was going to say, my dad has learned. He actually goes so far as to...
He taught him.
No, he figured all this out on his own. He even puts little messages to his other friends to remind them that if they wish to forward it, to take everybody else's name off of it and stuff like that, you know. He tries to be...
There's a great little program that does that for you. It's called Email Stripper, and it's free.
Hmm.
Google it. It's like, it's really... old schooly looking, like it still looks like a Windows 3.1 program.
And, right up my alley then.
Yeah, and it's from papercut.biz. So check that out. And it not only removes all of the forwarded marks, it also removes all the formatting, which I have this on my desktop and it opens up like in a second. You know, it's like one of those programs that just, you know, it's like a 20 kilobyte program or something. And I use it probably 15 times a day. Like if I'm, let's say copying something from Facebook into an email to send you for show notes, and I don't want to have all the links, you know, where Facebook would be spying on my email when I send it to you, I just use that to remove it. It's really good. It's a good program.
Oh, I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. We could link it, but, you know, people can Google. We don't have to do it for them.
This is true.
So... I, in case people haven't noticed, I'm into synthesizers now. I'm making music.
No.
Yeah, I got a group called Biptunia, B-I-P-T-U-N-I-A. Go on.
You go ahead. I was just
so Biptunia. Oh, I got a web address for Biptunia. I'm on SoundCloud, but there's rumors that SoundCloud is going to go out of business, and
I've been hearing that a lot lately.
Yeah, I got. Well, they laid off like 40% of their. People, but it's a great place to, you know. Lou made fun of me because I made fun of people who don't have their own URL and host their podcasts on SoundCloud, because I learned this in like 1998. There used to be there's a website still around. No one uses it. It's called mp3.com. I think like they were actually successful for a while because they got that domain before anyone else thought to. But it was a music hosting site, and but SoundCloud is for music. It's not for podcasts. And also, with if you host your podcast on there, your RSS feed is going to break if you move it somewhere else. So I have the domain biptunia.com, which just points to my SoundCloud page now. And if SoundCloud ever goes down, I'll just make my own website or move it somewhere else and point biptunia.com to that. And people should go on there and like it, because they will like it, and they should comment, and they should write comments, and they should write reviews on the Biptunia Facebook page, because that always helps. So MP3, I'm doing conicentral parentheticals within hypertextual statements here. I'm going to get back to it. That's really good storytelling. Yeah, where you start a story, tell a side story, and then go back to it. Because there's a Henry Rollins spoken word thing. He's really, really good at spoken word, but there's like a one-hour show where by the end of it, I'm like, there's something wrong with the show. What is it? And I finally realized he always starts things and then digresses and then comes back to it, but he didn't come back to it. So it leaves you feeling, you know, harmed or unsatisfied. Henry Rollins didn't satisfy me. He's a liberal cuck.
I was going to say, Henry Rollins has harmed me in a lot more ways than just to come back to one story.
Yeah,
he let me down, man.
If he'd just been in Black Flag and then OD'd on Drano and Baby Laxative, it wouldn't be. You know, the problem is he's straight edge. Damn those people. Yeah,
that makes him even worse.
The problem with a lot of people. You know, like the problem with Jim Jesus is he doesn't like country music enough. I wish he liked country music more.
Oh, that's just not right.
Hey, you know, the thing with like people like Jim Jesus and Dobby Barker and Will, what's his name? Arnett. No, Will Coley.
You should go with the Arnett. People, let's hear where that goes.
Okay. Those people think about me way more than I think about them. Like, I hadn't thought about Jim Jesus in a while, and then he's like, reasons not to like the Fiends. And he gets it all wrong. Like,
what happened. See, this is how these things get started.
What happened?
I tried to I thought I sent you an email about this. Maybe I forgot to send it. That wasn't him. He asked if anybody was still listening to us. All those complaints that Daryl put together, those were supposedly other former Fiend listeners. They weren't from him. Those are other people.
No, you sure they weren't from his sock puppets?
No, I know most of these people.
Okay. Then I don't wish that Jim Jesus liked country music. Yeah. I like him. I'm just happy not talking to him. But
I like country music.
Good thing you don't live there. In Vegas, so I'm really glad you don't like country music.
I'm glad my dad wasn't there.
Oh, is he there? Man.
My dad's outside of Vegas, and he does like country music, but he doesn't like that. He doesn't like the new poppy stuff, so he probably wouldn't be at a Jason Aldean concert. Garth Brooks is
when
like
they said Jason when they said Aldean, I thought it was like a guy named Jason Aldean. I'm like, oh, are we related? Yeah. But so let me reel all these back in. Okay. I don't wish Jim Jesus was at that country show, and I'm happy just not talking to him. That's good. I value his right to exist away from me. He's like, you know, Israel in America, except I'm not sending him missiles and millions of dollars, and he's not directing.
Somebody would
army.
Send me missiles and millions of dollars.
Yeah, and you know, or speaking of missiles. Like,
I mean,
people
what?
That were in the army. So, you know, so like Will and Dobby, like these other people, like I haven't thought about them in so long. Like I mentioned Dobby in passing once, and you know, Will, I talked to Will. We used to be friends. I talked to him like, I don't know, 6 months ago. He called me and asked me some questions about audio stuff, and I gave him a bunch of advice and listened to him on the phone screaming at his wife in the background. Yeah, way to not live up to Ms. Muslim stereotypes there, cool. Will Coley.
You got under his skin. You
Well, this wasn't there. Under his skin. This was weird buddies, and he was asking me advice, and his wife came in the room and asked him something about the kids, and he started yelling at her. But you know,
I was talking about the most recent thing that it was, you know.
Oh, that? Well, why, I said why Islam he was going is toxic.
You. Yeah, you definitely...
And apparently he's was triggered. Islam.
He is Islam. He was triggered.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, these people... And then I like, comment back snippy stuff, and, like, Davi and Will like staple their hand to their forehead and say, I've been harmed by Michael. Well, you know what? Stay out of my kitchen if you can't stand my heat. Ooh. thoughts and prayers. Five times a day towards Wyoming. I play synthesizer five times a day. All right.
I had to have that term explained to me multiple times, I think.
What term?
Thought.
That hell out there.
I am so much older than my years, it's sad.
What do you mean?
I'm just never hip to the lingo.
You're
going. Yeah, I really am.
Well, you won the Kvetching Award, and didn't you win the Kvetching Award in fifth grade?
Created,
that's like something for 70-year-old.
The Kvetching Award in the fifth grade, specifically for
that's
me.
That's for, like, you know, people who are like, oh, that kid's all right. He stays in the picture.
He's a, you know, I was a Yenta, you know, at 8 year, 9, 10.
I don't know what that is.
They created that award for me because I questioned everything, but I kept
Jews
going
are
with
okay,
the questioning.
Man, stop it.
It was,
stop it. Jews are okay. I used to date a lot of Russian Jewish chicks. They're hot.
I have nothing against the Jewish
Russian
people.
Polish just, Jewish chicks.
I didn't name the award. My teachers did in the fifth grade. That's what they named it. They called it the Kvetching Award.
You know, in,
I just complained about everything.
When I was showing the DIY or Die film in East Germany, former East Germany, it's kind of, you know, East Germany.
I was going to say, didn't the wall come down a little while
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, but it's still, they're probably caught up by now, but they weren't in 2004. And I was staying at these people's house in East Germany and showed it. They like they really liked the film. They're like, one of them really kind of had like a crush on the girl that's doing this friend of mine that was doing the opening credits of it. She's like skateboarding down the street and hanging up flyers, and that's the opening credits. And they're like, wow, what is that girl's, you know, ethnic derivation? She's really exotic looking. And I said, Russian, Polish, Jew. And he said, everything we destroyed in the war.
Oh,
wow, man. Ugh, humans. So anyway, where were we? Will Coley, let's reel this back. I'm out at sea. I'm out. Okay, so let me go past. Let's see. We went to Davi. Oh, are we out yet?
No, yeah, we're on our way, though.
Break. Yeah. We've been on our way for 6 years on this show. We've been on our way out.
The market showed up to throw
Ralph
you
Wiggler.
A life jacket. Yeah.
The market's going to. Yeah, there we go.
we'll be back after this. Arms.
Will.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Biptunia, music for the drive to Alpha Centauri. Biptunia's influences are Gary Numan, Brian Eno, Pink Floyd, David Bowie, Led Zeppelin, Grateful Dead, Frank Zappa, Robert Fripp, Blondie, Kraftwerk, and Dead Kennedys. Biptunia styles are trip-hop, rock, pop, glam, industrial, ambient, jazz, and space. Plus, it's got cats and is covered by the BipCot NoGov license. You can download Biptunia's music free. Go to biptunia.com. That's BIPTUNIA. Bravo, India, Papa, Tango, Uniform, November, India, Alpha, biptunia.com.
Well, there's a synthesizer forum called Muff Wiggler that I just joined, and I like it. I like it because it's run by a libertarian. It's social justice warrior free for the most part because of the name. And it's the first forum I've ever been on that is run the way I would run a forum, which is your first post, you can have your avatar and your sig line. Most you have a few posts for that, but and you only have to two posts.
Earn your...
Yeah,
spot,
and the, I mean, it's run by a libertarian. He's probably just like, I'll kick you the hell off if I don't like you. So,
I've never belonged to enough forums. I've never had to really worry about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're really for people that have narrow fields of interest, like, you know, modular synthesizers.
I understand their purpose. I just, you know.
So I bought my first synthesizer module to start down the addiction to Euro rack synthesizer stuff. And I don't know if I'm going to go very far with this because I've already like got a bitter taste in my mouth. So I bought an oscillator so I could have two oscillators on my existing hardware.
What does an oscillator do, Michael?
Oscillates, wiggles your muff.
Nice.
It produces tone, basically.
I want to get one of those.
So the way synthesizers work is there's additive synthesis or subtractive synthesis in analog synthesizers. Soft synths, which is where you're just using a MIDI keyboard to trigger stuff in Cubase or some other DAW, digital audio workstation, you're basically generally triggering samples of actual synthesizers or sounds people made and... you know, like there's a grand piano one that sounds exactly like a grand piano, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But with analog synthesizers, the additive synthesis and subtractive synthesis, I think mine uses subtractive synthesis, which is like the oscillator produces a sound that's rich in harmonics and then filters and other parts of the synth remove stuff and add stuff or remove stuff until it's the way you want it. That's pretty much how synthesizers work. They have like, you know, five different things. There's usually oscillator, a filter, an envelope filter, a low frequency oscillator, and controls. That's pretty much like the basis of most synthesis. So my analog synth, my hardware synth, my Micro Brute, which I bought for $250. They retail for $300. I found a deal on one. And I mean, they're amazing. They do more and better than like an analog synth did in, you know, 1980 that would have cost $5,000 back when I first wanted a synthesizer in 76 when I was 11. And they finally got cheap enough and, you know, I'm not mowing lawns for money anymore to where I can get one. And this one actually has like a little patch bay in it so you can patch external oscillators and controllers in and out of it. So I got another synth, and that's the only, for the size of this thing and the price, I mean, the only thing that it's lacking that, like, you know, a Moog synthesizer would have had in 1978 is it only has one oscillator, and most synthesizers that are bigger like that have two, which allows you to have a lot fatter sound because you can detune one very slightly. So I bought just an oscillator, Eurorack oscillator, to plug into this thing. Bought it from a company in Greece that makes them, like, chatted with the guy who runs the company, like, really responsive, like, emails back and forth, helped me out, told me what kind of power supply I needed, blah, blah, blah. So... and I need like an $80 power supply. You need a specific kind for this. So like, it's already like almost more than the synthesizer I got just for this thing.
Wow.
But it's going to be worth it. It's going to be cool. And it's probably going to be the end of me buying hardware synth stuff because now that I really got into it, I'm loving soft synths. And it's, you know, I was like, oh, but you need the analog synth until I saw... you know, and I kind of was thinking that too, but I'm like, but you got to have all my heroes use the. And then I heard an interview with Gary Newman, and he's like, oh, I don't use that anymore. Everything's soft synths now. It's so much more convenient. You know, like analog synths, like go out of tune. Like you have to tune them. It's kind of a hassle. But, you know, I have one because I've wanted one forever, and you can do stuff with them that you can't really do with digital synths as easily. So, or soft synths. So I'm gonna get this thing going. But I bought this thing. Are we out yet? No. Huh. We got a couple minutes. So yeah. I bought this thing from Greece, ordered it $140 with shipping. It was here in like 3 days. I was amazed.
Wow.
Wow, that's quick. You know, FedEx. And, I mean, I can't even use it till the end of the month when I get my Patreon money so I can buy a power supply for it. But so I got it. Unless someone wants to hashtag, please donate me $80 for synthesizers. So... the guy told me there'd be VAT, you know, like VAT tax on it. I'm like, what's, you know, value added tax?
Yeah.
Which is funny because that's supposed to be for things that aren't essential, like as if synths aren't essential.
Jeez, man, that.
Crazy. We'll be back after this trip to the synth market.
Arms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone proof.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgoristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agorist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, go with AgoristHosting.com.
So, we're talking about the failed state of all of them, but especially Greece. You know, because, all right, I remember where I started out when I ended up out at sea, lost, and I swam back. There was...
Lions and tigers and VAT taxes, oh my...
Yeah, VAT taxes. So VAT taxes are value-added tax, which is something that pretty much all of Europe has, and anything in the European Union, and in, I think Greece, I don't know if they're in that or not, but so Greece, I was talking about democracy. Democracy is, you know, where you, the dad spam, that's what I was talking about, the dad spam that I got one time that made a lot of sense was something about how it said, democracy is the best form of government. Okay, let's pretend for a second. Let's put on our minarchist hat. It said, democracy is the best form of government, but all democracies fail in between 200 and 300 years because people slowly realize that they can vote themselves money without working. And after 200 to 300 years, like, that reaches critical mass. That's pretty much true. But Greece has been a democracy for 2,000 years plus. So they are really failing. That's the country where, like, one day everybody woke up and their bank account was 80% less than it was the day before because the banks were just like, we need money. We need a haircut.
Did that? I thought that was just, wasn't that Cyprus? Yeah.
Oh.
I think it was just in Cyprus that happened.
I would say Cyprus and Greece. Aren't they the same? Aren't they the same thing? But I'd probably get more death threats than making fun of Islam.
I think it might have happened in Greece too, though. Actually, I think you're right about that.
I think it happened. I think Cyprus got away with it, and then Greece went, "Oh yeah, oh, Cypriots." Sounds like an insult. Like, "Oh, you Cypriot."
So on top of this part that you found that you have to pay for this very expensive power supply too. You also got slammed with how much? What did you say?
It was like 57%.
Wow,
57%. So I got the thing like a week ago, and then today I get a letter from FedEx. I almost threw it away. I'm like, I don't. What's FedEx? What do they want? I actually have an account with them, though, so I figured it was something related to that, because I do pay sometimes to FedEx things, because it's actually cheaper than UPS for things that are heavy, which is weird. You wouldn't think that's true, but yeah. So I open it up, and it's a bill for $80 and some cents, and I'm like, what the heck is this? And it says, like, for VAT, let me read it, for VAT, duty, etc. And it says, like, there's a thing with it because people must frequently say, I'm not paying this. And there's a, like, why you should pay this thing.
Because if not, we're going to send guys with guns to your house to
I googled it, and basically, if you don't pay it, they'll ruin your tax rating. I mean, your credit rating.
No, yeah. Please don't do that.
Yeah, over $80. So I'm just going to
destroy my own credit rating on purpose.
You just what? Oh, destroy it on purpose?
I had an over 800 score. I had over 800 for quite a while without even really trying. And I just threw it down the tubes when I gave up on the
800. I thought 700 was the max.
No, eight something's the highest.
You're thinking of those tests you take in high school.
That was the SATs, and that it used to be 16, and now they've changed.
Well, it's
the score,
eight for English and eight for maths, right? So anyway, I order this thing. You know, I get this bill, and I Google around with people who've done this, had this happen before, and basically, if you don't pay it, you know, they report it, and it affects your credit rating. So I'm going to pay it, especially since the guy I bought it from, I'm going to reluctantly pay it. The guy I bought it from said, you know, you'll have to pay a, you know, some VAT tax or some,
yeah,
You know, he said that to me, and I assumed it'd be $10 or $15. So it's kind of my fault for not saying how much will it be. So, you know, I'm going to pay this for two reasons. One, because, you know, I don't want to ruin my credit rating. And the other, because I'm not a leftist that says, Bill, this bill's inconvenient. I'm not going to pay it. You know, I keep my word. It's kind of funny because I talked last week about how I was going to add some frog people as friends to chase away communists. Oh, I fired a Freedom Fiends host recently. This is, and I fired him for cause, and the cause was being a communist. And it's a guy I like. I'm not going to say who, but, you know, someone will just notice there's a little less commie around here. And the funny thing is, so I called him a commie. I said, I'm firing you because you're a commie. And I used a word. I forget what it is. It's a word I learned from John Vibes. It was some word for a type of commie, like tricky or tropey or something like that. I don't know what it was. And I said, yeah, man, you're kind of a blah, blah, blah. So James Week, I mean, this person didn't say I'm not a communist. He basically said, well, I'm not that kind of communist. I'm insulted that you said I'm that kind of communist. So there's your proof.
Oh, yeah.
But I posted about this on FaceBeast. And one of the people I added, I didn't add any frog people. What are the frog people called?
Pepe.
That frog. What's the frog's name?
Pepe.
Yeah, I didn't find any frogs people that I could deal with, but I found a couple of MAGA guys, Make America Great guys, added his friends just to chase off commies on my feed. Speaking of, we're going to talk about the gay person who went crazy on me today for truth. God, I sound like Rush Limbaugh at this point, but I'm not. I'm really not. I'm not. I sound like
just him. Just want to remind not. Everybody so, again, Michael's not alt-right. He swears.
Well, I'm going to make fun of this. There's people going, yeah, but you sound kind of alt-light. But this MAGA guy, this Make America Great guy, said, like, I wouldn't pay that. That's a tax from a foreign government. And I said, well, you know, but I also agreed to pay it. And I didn't see how much it was. And I'm not a leftist who doesn't pay his bills. And the guy just went, think about that. Oh, I actually said I'm not a, what did I say? I'm not a, what's the word that those people use? I said I'm not some degenerate leftist who doesn't pay his bills.
Oh.
But this is really creepy. It's really creepy that 57%.
Yeah. That's well. I mean, that's what the people over there live with. But that's just crazy. That is insane. I mean, I don't know. I may consider not paying it, not even taking into consideration that I may have made a verbal contract with by somebody by saying, oh yeah, I'll accept it. It's like, what, you know, I don't have any contract with you, the Greek government. So why am I paying you 57%?
Well, I do business with FedEx a lot, and they deliver a lot to me, and I send stuff through them. And if they make it so I can't do business with them, I don't even.
Oh no, I understand. You know. I for your situation, I totally understand, and that's one of those things that I may do just to be a pain in the butt. Because I think I've told you this before. I don't use FedEx that often, only because UPS is within walking distance of my house.
Yeah.
And it's just so much easier. And I go there and then begrudgingly go to the USPS when I absolutely need to, which is very rarely. But
yeah, it's funny how a lot of libertarians were like, I wouldn't pay it, which to me is kind of a problem with libertarians. Like a lot of them talk about the free market, but are not, you know, won't pay bills. Which I
I'll pay bills. Taxes to me are in a different territory. If I've incurred a bill from somewhere,
well, the funny thing about this is kind of the way of the world with taxes, because a lot of people are just like,
You're right.
A lot of people won't pay a tax. A lot of people won't pay a tax, and we'll get away with. Well, I don't know if get away with it's the word, but we'll not have any repercussions for a long time. But more and more, they're kind of including it, so you can't not pay it. Like, for instance, Wyoming, where I live, tried to pass a state tax on things ordered over the internet. Three times, the state legislature said, no way, and voted it down. So the governor just went to Amazon and said, hey, add a tax and send me the money. And they did, you know?
Yeah.
Like, So I don't really have a choice if I order things on Amazon. It's not for everything on Amazon. It's for things on Amazon where the company has where the thing has a physical presence in this state.
Yeah, they nail us for everything here in New York, so I understand that. But yeah, no, they will. Most companies eventually will figure that out. Governments may be a little slower on the uptick, though.
I mean, to be clear, I'm not arguing for, taxes are wonderful.
No, I could see to that point to you. I see what you're saying.
I'm saying this to the audience more. I'm not, because I'm sure there are going to be people like this MAGA guy who's like, oh, that's a foreign government. I do not see the allegiance.
Well, that's just, that's funny, though, because he specifies
that. It was a nationalist answer, too. Yeah.
Well, exactly, because he specifies that because he clearly, if a VAT tax had been implemented here that he didn't agree with, that's the type of person who would grumble about it but still go, well, it's our government. Yeah. I gotta do it. Yeah. I'll pay it.
Well, also, I mean, that's what Trump wants to do to make America great again. And a lot of he's talking about that kind of tariff. Maybe not that high, maybe that high, I don't know. But he's like, I'm gonna tax Mexico and make them pay for the wall, which is actually going through now. This kind of got lost in a lot of the news lately, but Congress just authorized money for the wall. Do you see that?
I heard about it, but I haven't paid very close attention to it.
Well, part of it is because Trump tweets such insane things that no one pays attention to the actual news. And a kind of funny article I read today was that his handlers are like rushing, when he tweets insane things, his handlers, so-called handlers in the White House, rush to like backpedal on it. So what he's been doing is they're there 9 to 5. So he's been tweeting at night and on the weekends.
Well, he's always done that. I remember.
But he's doing more.
Oh,
like, so they can't keep up.
Because I remember when I first started paying attention to his tweets, and it was like all of them were like it was between 11 p.m. and 3 a.m. in the morning. Like that was his time.
That's because he's up listening to Freedom Fiends.
That would be great if he is. Hi, Donnie. Thanks for listening.
Who's Donnie? Oh, Don.
That's what I call him. I call him Donnie Boy. When I tweet to him, that's what I refer to him as.
Is that a Long Island thing? No, he's from Jersey, isn't he?
I don't actually know where he was born. I mean, he grew up in New York, I think. I'm pretty sure. So I always assumed he was a true New Yorker.
True New Yorker. He acts like a true New Yorker.
Actually, technically, I am. Like, I was born in this horrible place.
He acts more like a Long Islander. I was born in New York State, but
he definitely acts like a New York City guy. He's not Long Island's a whole.
He's born in Queens, like Archie Bunker.
Which is still, Queens is a whole different breed from the what we consider Long Island. He's the queen of Queens.
I know. Yeah, Queens is like Long Island with less culture. This is a warehouse for people.
Or isn't it? Depending on how you look at it.
Tax cattle.
Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts. Want caviar sound on a cat food budget? Creamy Radio Audio by the Freedom Fiends has great free tips so you can sound like a pro without spending like one. The most powerful form of human communication is one person speaking to another. But if people have to suffer through your sound, they'll change the channel and miss your message. Creamy Radio Audio will help you speak to the world with sound that will make people want to keep listening. Check out creamyradioaudio.com. That's creamyradioaudio.com.
So, there's this writer, I don't know, she writes for, I don't even know if I want to assume her gender, Claire Burnish, who's, what's her name on, Subversive_Pen on Twitter. So I don't even know who this person is. Apparently you like her, so you want to distance yourself from me right now. Go ahead.
I never distance myself from you. I just respond when I feel it's necessary, but go ahead.
Yeah. So Claire, so this morning I reposted this thing that was actually posted by something called MAGA Man, Make America Great Man. I didn't notice what it was reposted from. which okay. probably triggered, not that I wouldn't have, but that probably triggered some people. But it was a thing that was a meme that had a silhouette of a hand holding a gun pointed at someone's head, and the hand and the gun were the rainbow flag color. You know, the gay symbol thing, yeah. Which I actually saw something really funny at an alt-right rally. There was someone with those flags screaming at some alt-right people, and the alt-right guy said, "We're appropriating that flag. It's our symbol now. We like it because it keeps the colors separated." Which I don't have any problem with gay people, Jewish people, black people, Muslim people, whatever. I have a problem with communism and with forcing things at the barrel of the gun, which is what this meme was about. And it said, LGBT rights, 1995, we want tolerance. 2005, we want equality. 2016, bake the effing cake, you bigot. 2017, use the correct pronouns or go to jail, which is actually a thing that's being discussed as a law in California. You know about this?
Yeah, and that's been going on for a while now. They've been trying to get that done for the past, it's been over a year at this point. I first started hearing about
which
that.
Is crazy. So I post that, and you know, some people post this, some people post that, some people liked it, some people didn't like it. I go to sleep for 2 hours, take a nap, wake up, and this Claire Burdish, I'm going to use writer in quotes, because I'm going to say it, too, because I don't want to assume her gender. So, it. So, Claire Burnish is screeching at me. There's like 8 posts from her on the thread that are
Michael, are you there? Did you just get droned? Oh, okay. Michael apparently got droned, which means I get to take over, and let's see how long I can go before he gets back, because I'm going to clarify. I think he was about to say that poor Claire
Fiend
was
phone.
Screeching.
Oh, God,
did I back. Did I get geez darn, he's back. Wow.
Well, I was just going to steal the rest of the segment, but now you're back. So okay. Continue. You got cut off. You're about to explain
Claire,
what happened as you
Claire
woke up.
Called George Soros and had me kicked off the phone, I think is what happened. Claire Burnish called her buddy.
I don't think she has any connection to George Soros.
She seems like it. So she, like, I can't read you what this thread did, so I'm going to have to do it from memory. Because somebody, probably her, got it deleted after I blocked her and her, you know, three different... I blocked all three Claire Burnish accounts. You know, actually, but there might be more. So she probably saw it and had me blocked, had it taken off Facebook.
Somebody else might have. That's not usually her style. I mean,
somebody. Well, she writes for the reason I use writer in quotes is because she's a writer for the Free Thought Project. That's free.
And so is our fellow co-host John,
who describes himself as a what did he say? A bleeding heart libertarian, and he says that's more important to him than economics. I'm not going to fire him, though. It's not because he has cancer. It's because I like him, and he's fun to make fun of for being a communist.
But that's a different issue. You wouldn't call him any of a less of a writer because he writes for that.
I like his writing, right?
But yeah, I like Claire.
That is
that's
like the
personal
worst
preference.
That is the worst link baity. Like,
yeah,
not
that's
news.
Not her.
A lot of their news stuff is made up. Or
I agree.
Slant is wrong. Or
it's gotten worse and worse.
It's
over
like
the
horrible.
Year. I totally agree. Yeah. But that's in her defense.
So we'll,
that's not her main.
We'll talk site. About Claire Blurnish when we get back from this trip to the
There's
market.
Noel, poor Claire.
There is now.
I love you, Claire, if you're listening.
I don't.
I know you don't.
She'll be listening. Someone will send
it. Like I said, I'm not distancing myself from you.
Beef. I like beef. Take the bait, Claire. Take the bait. Come on.
Oh, gosh.
I'm bored, Claire. Take the bait.
Never a dull moment around here.
Free Thought. THOT Project. I'm going to start that.
Worms. That'd be a good meme.
The Central Scrutinizer is a Soviet-style Leviathan trying to keep track of all you do. That's why I use a VPN, or virtual private network, from Bola VPN. Bola VPN is inexpensive, secure, and will allow you to use your computer without leaving a trail. Bola VPN is now also offering torrent seed boxes for safely sharing media with the world. And if you open a support ticket saying you heard about them from the Freedom Fiends, they'll add 3 extra days free. That's Bola VPN at BOLEHVPN.net.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Re-Education Center, Low Orbit Ion Cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza, on the artificial satellite Lip Pair 2017, in the office of
Thing on.
Maybe. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT, no government license. This allows for use by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Yeah.
So, we're back for the second hour. Michael's kind of back, maybe. Maybe he'll stick around. We'll see.
Man.
Gods are not happy with you tonight, sir.
Why? Oh,
I don't know. You keep getting droned.
Yeah. No, it's Claire Burnish talking to her friend George Soros having me droned.
That would be very disappointing.
So here's what happened. So I posted this thing. Let me recap it for the people in Belfouche who are not joining us in the second hour. So I posted this meme on Facebook that said, a picture of a rainbow flag, hand and gun pointed at someone's head, and it said, LGBT rights, 1995, we want acceptance, or we want tolerance. 2005, we want equality. 2015, or 2016, bake the effing cake, you bigot. 2017, use the correct pronouns or go to jail, which is something that California is trying to pass right now. You know, and that's only for like old folks homes, you know, like adult senior living centers. I bet you anything that came down to like, I'll bet that bill started with one, you know, I'm not going to say old queen. I'm going to say one respected member of the LGBT community who's of retirement age in a community who didn't like their nurse. I'll bet they were like, and they just get so organized, they're going to pass laws, point guns in people's heads, put them in jail for forgetting the correct. You know, it's easy to forget that stuff. Like, I actually tried at one point with someone who had that desire to not be called that and be called some other pronoun. And it's really easy to forget. But I guess, you know, the threat of a jail cell would make you not forget.
Well, your brain's conditioned to not do that.
So this Claire Burnish person, if I get any of this wrong, it's because somebody had the post deleted because, you know, they don't want libertarians who don't want free exchanges of information use the guns of the state of Facebook at me. Yes, you know, basically the CIA.
Somebody removed it. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Claire, but this was the gist of what happened. So I woke up from a 2-hour nap. There's a post from Claire that said something like, "You really believe this? That's crazy. What do you think of me? I need to know what you think of me." First of all, I don't know her. I don't know it from Adam. Not gonna use the wrong pronoun here. It. I don't know it from Adam.
I think she identifies as a female. I can't remember.
Okay, so I don't know her from anybody. She's one of these people that either she sent me a friend request on Facebook and I said okay, or Facebook said, "You have 300 people in common that's going to get weaned out pretty quick." But yeah, so you know, I added her because either she wanted to be added or Facebook suggested it. So I don't know her.
I thought she'd become a fan of our show. I thought
not anymore.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Apparently
not after this. But I mean, you know, there's nothing unreasonable about this. So let me explain to the audience. You get it. Well, get it.
I understand her. I do understand her original point, but yes, yeah, she did get a little manic when you didn't respond, because I'm sure she hadn't. It didn't even cross her mind that you work on a completely different schedule than most people and would be sleeping that time during the day. And she just like freaked out. Like I got her original point, because that does collectivize everybody in that movement.
I don't know if it collectivizes the LGBT movement. I would say a majority of people in the LGBT community believe that, you know, and she, but she,
I don't know, but anyway, continue.
Anyway, a lot of people do. And it doesn't really matter that it's a majority, because it, the, you know, if it's a big minority, the big minority have the government guns behind them, especially in states like California, but they would like to do that everywhere. There are a lot of people. I mean, think about the bake the cake thing. Like, if you refuse to do business with somebody, if you want to have free trade and choose who you do business with, there are states where they will take your effing business and bankrupt you.
No, yeah, but wasn't that crazy Portlandia that did that? Portland, whatever.
Yeah, but think about it. It's if it's not the majority in that state, it might as well be, because they have the ear of the politicians with enough, like, we will vote you out of office threats or whatever threats they use, that they got that passed. And that's law, which means police will come to your business.
Oh no,
I'm not... you out of it and shutter your doors and put a, you know, the state owns this place now.
No, and those people are horrible, horrible individuals as far as I'm concerned.
But there's a really awesome video that some Make America Great dude, you know, who I someone I don't usually like a lot of what they do. God, what is that guy? Mark Dice.
Oh,
he made a video where he goes into a Muslim bakery and says, "I'm a gay man. I want you to make a gay cake for me." And they're like, "No, we will not do this." Yeah, try that. Yeah. So she just increasingly escalated. Like, I'm waiting for you, you know, a half hour later. Not even a half hour, because it was 2 hours I was asleep, and it started while I was asleep. And there were seven or eight comments from her.
I did see, yeah, multiple.
In that 2 hours. Yeah. And it was like, "I'm waiting for you. You need to answer me now." And then it was like, "Why aren't you answering me? Why are you hiding from me?"
She went off the rails.
Her first one was Armageddon, and then it went up from there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I finally woke up and said, "You know, I've been asleep. What are you screeching about?" And she said, "Yeah, screeching. That's it." Which I don't know what she means. I don't know if that means she's, yes, admitting screeching or calling me screeching. I just blocked her.
Yeah, I know.
I just blocked her. But you know what? I can tell she's the kind of person that won't take being blocked. Like, I'm fine if she talks about this on her sites that no one reads, but she's going to try to, like, get in my face and make me read it. That's how these kind of people are. And I'm not saying gay people. I'm saying people that will put 8 increasingly screechy posts because you don't answer them because you're sleeping. Those kind of people want to make sure that you're going to read what they say. And she said, like, oh, she also said something like, "What would your friends think about this? You know, your gay friends." That wasn't the wording, but that was the implication. And I tagged Derek J and Steve Miller Miller, and Derek J just said LOL, and Steve Miller Miller said, "This is dad spam, but the big hate crime here is that they used multiple fonts in the meme." So my gay friends didn't jump to your defense, Claire Blurnish. Don't pick fights with people who buy radio waves by the barrel.
That is sound advice.
You know, something that she should know and Davy Barker should know and Will Coley should know is, before you pick a ridiculous fight with me, you should go look at the Fiends and realize that I have a history of doing 25 or 30 shows in a row where I do a couple segments about one person that's horrible. So,
yeah,
I have a lot of free time on my hand, and I have a much bigger audience than she does. So, there. And I have an audience of, like, crazy conservative listeners on, yes, I'm calling our audience crazy, but, you know, crazy who will probably,
way.
Yeah.
He means that with love,
yeah.
Folks.
Yeah, I mean that they will go, "Oh, some crazy gay person is being crazy. Let's go. Let's follow him around and bug him on the internet."
Oh, please.
Which I'm not telling them to do, but they do it. They'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm like the little Milo. I'm Milo's little brother, little straight brother, mostly straight brother.
But not all the right.
Yeah. I've had sex with men, Claire Blurnish. So if you think I'm homophobic, No, I probably am, but I'm a self-hating, you know, bisexual. I don't know.
I don't know. Like I said, she definitely overreacted. I do understand her original point, but she definitely
I'm 164th
gay.
164th gay. Wait, what was her original... I don't understand that you understand her original point. Oh, you think it's collectivizing.
No, I know what her... Because based on what I remember seeing in the first couple of comments is that's what she was saying. Like, that doesn't represent her or anybody that, you know, that she associates with anarchists that she knows that are in that community as well. But she definitely did react and got very...
She acted like those
people, triggered.
Though.
She was completely triggered.
Yeah, she was triggered. Yeah, that's the word.
Which is
unfortunate.
You know,
here's the thing. I know these people. This species that she is, whether she's an anarchist or not. I lived in San Francisco from 1986 to 1999, and I played gay bars. I had gay friends. I played in a band with a guy who was gay, you know, for most of that time. And I was around a lot of this, and there's a lot of good people, but it's like Islam. Like, it's when it's combined with the state, it becomes toxic as heck, man. It becomes socialism in leather. Let's say that.
She is an anarchist, although I think she'd probably land more on the left side.
She's acting like a socialist with this. Here's the thing, you know, like, if somebody took something that I hold dear to me, that's something I enjoy, like if somebody said, synthesizers are toxic, I'm not going to get upset.
Didn't somebody make that post already?
Oh, I'm going to do it right now.
I thought somebody did. I think
someone
did,
but I thought of it. Yeah, I thought of it before they did. I was like, why? I'll do that in a couple days, but then they beat me to it. I'm not saying they stole my thing. I'm saying they were smarter than me.
Yes.
But, you know, I mean, that's kind of a bad example because synthesizers aren't really... Oh, by the way, on Muff Wiggler, like where I posted about the failed state of Greece giving me a haircut, like there's already four posts of people like, how dare you speak like that on this? This is not a political forum. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
How dare you, sir? You don't speak about politics and religion in polite company. Don't you know that?
I have a feeling, though, that the guy who runs this site is going to get a kick out of it and not delete it. Because he's a libertarian who calls his site Muff, and says he's a libertarian. He calls his site Muff Wiggler, and has an essay about how, like, yeah, it was something I made up a long time ago. It was my username, but it helps keeps the leftists away, and the feminists, and the socialism and panties feminists.
If he's more than just a libertarian in name, then I would assume that he would get it and appreciate it. So
yeah.
Hopefully that's the case.
Yep.
Otherwise,
so take the bait, Claire. Take the bait, Claire.
Don't, Claire.
Come
don't
on. Take the bait.
Don't do it. Let it go.
Take
Claire.
The bait. I'm on here 16 times a week. I mean, it's 16 times a month. I'm on here 16 times a week. Take the bait, Claire.
Oh, my goodness.
Pod beef. I invented that word. It's a good word.
It is a good word.
It's like rap beef, but it's on podcasts. But we're on radio. 29 stations in county. 28. Sorry.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. The Freedom Fiends now have a free app for your Android phone, tablet, phablet, or other Chrome robot turd, available now from the Google Play Store, Amazon, and FreedomFiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive, high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free, and of course, it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. And get ready for LibPair with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android Worm.
I'm tweeting to socialists on muffwiggler.com. I'm really upset that I called Greece a failed state.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
So. Yeah.
Well, fine then. I guess it's my turn. I finally get to talk.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm still trying to get the heck out of this darn state, and I have... you know, I obviously have my legal issues I still have to deal with, but I think I was telling you earlier, I'm still, I got to try to sell my house And these, I let these people come to my house today, which to, you know, one of those cash for home deals type things, just to see what they would say. And
they saw it was you, and they said, "Oh, you're going to need our premier package."
Yeah,
we're going to have to
do a lot of work with you. No, they basically it was this couple who obviously has been doing this for a while and probably gets away with this with people who are absolutely completely desperate. But you know, they recognize that I understood the market value of the house and, you know, market value in general, and the risk I was taking with them, and they still completely lowballed me, and then just had this perplexed look on my face when I wasn't ready to like jump for joy over.
Well, they're probably used to people who are like basically, you know, desperate junkies.
That's what I'm saying.
House.
Yeah, I'm like, yes, I need to sell my house, and I would like to do it in a hurry, but I'm not that desperate. You know, because I know that at least the current value, according to like a lot of those other sites that keep a fairly accurate, you know, estimation of what the housing market in your area is like, is a lot closer to what I want to actually sell the house for. It's just a matter of me putting a little bit of work into it, which I'm going to have to figure out how to juggle doing without any money.
Your kids, they can hold a hammer. How old are they?
Hashtag please donate to me.
Please do.
No, they're working on it. They're six. They're getting there. They are very interested in my tools. It's funny. They get whenever they go into the garage.
Phrasing.
yeah, sorry. My tools, like my hammers and my screwdrivers and stuff like that. When they go into the garage, they every once in a while they ask if I can show them how to use different tools to do like cut. You know, they're very interested in the saw, of course, which I'm a little leery because all those are very sharp, but I don't know if they're quite ready for those yet. But they do actually have their own. Little like, you know, Fisher Price or whatever. I think it's actually a Home Depot one though, tool set in the house, which is funny. That's actually one of my favorite pictures of them from when they were younger. I think they were only like two, maybe three at the time. And there's pictures of them in their little Disney princess dresses with tool belts on and like hard hats and like playing with hammers and like it's like, oh, at least I did, you know, part of this I got right, you know. They're not completely girly. But yeah, I don't know if they're ready to quite help me replace the roof on the house yet.
Hey, I got an idea how you can make money.
Yeah.
Do a home improvement YouTube channel with your kids. It'd be workable. You could monetize it.
Yeah. See, it's funny. A lot of people have run ideas like that by me, and I'm just like really leery about putting my kids out there for those purposes.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. I wouldn't do it. I would,
Because I see some of those, and like I know, like for example, there's this one YouTube channel that my kids absolutely love. I think it's called Come Play With Me, but it's like it's these girls. They're probably somewhere between the ages of 8 and maybe 12, but they have their own YouTube channel where they take these little Disney doll, like, you know, the little dolls, and they play out these little skits that they create and talk the whole thing through and stuff, and they're like raking in the, I think they have like they might have close to 1 million subscribers. It's insane. And they're monetizing the heck out of it, obviously. But I'm just like it, on one hand it's like, oh, that'd be great, you know, that would set them up for life, and maybe I could make use out of some of it in the time being to get us to a better place. But then on the other hand, I'm just like, no.
Get us to a better place. That sounds like you're gonna like drink the cyanide and go.
No, not in a final solution type way, like to our farm. And I don't mean that like the
final
wheel
solution.
Sense of, like,
wait, the farm? Oh yeah,
exactly.
Your kitty went to live upstate.
I was trying to take care of that issue right there before you cut me off.
What, the kitty thing?
That I didn't mean it that in that type of farm.
Well,
sense.
It's funny because that's the saying is, you know, your pet went to live upstate on a farm. Where there's lots of room to play. Which is funny because that's a New York State thing. Like they said that to not to me, but I had friends who heard that, yeah. In New York.
I know.
Worms.
I've heard it too.
So. All right.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty Talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
And we're back. Of course, Michael decides now to run off. But, oh no, I didn't mean to play on that. That was the thing we were going to talk about when he came back. And, yeah, I don't even know how to pronounce this stuff. So, there's this YouTube video that Michael sent me. Or he might have pasted it on Facebook. I don't even remember. And he asked me to watch it. And it was actually apparently from what I forgot that existed. That John was that the John Stewart show back in the early 90s?
Who? Yeah, John Stewart. Yeah, God, he was young.
I know. I forgot that existed way back then. Like, I remember watching that show back then. But yeah, you had me watch this horrible video that played on there. And that was scary. It really was. I can't even pronounce it. Was it Diamanda Galas? Galas?
Diamanda Galas.
Galas, yeah. There you go.
Who is Greek, by the way. Speaking of Greek. Her and Greek yogurt are the only good things to ever come out of Greece. No, I'm kidding.
And John Paul Jones.
Yeah, so I sent you this video. And I asked you right before when we came back from the break, what of our show topics should we talk about next? And you named some things off, and you said, or that horrible band you made me watch.
This thing was scary. I mean, okay, so I should take that back. Because the band, I mean, the music, you know, I'm not going to say the music was like the most horrible thing, but like the singing, oh my God.
Well,
if you can even call it that.
It was a three-piece. It was bass, drums, and a woman, operatically trained woman, screeching with really, really scary vocals. Now,
yes.
Did you notice that the bass and drums kind of sounded like, you know, generically kind of like Led Zeppelin or something?
Well, yeah.
Do you know why?
Because
that's John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin on bass, man. Yeah.
Like, that's what I said. I tried to walk that statement back because the band wasn't like, yeah. You know, it was just,
the band were great.
It was an affront to my senses.
Yeah, you got to link that in the show notes, man.
I can't even pronounce. What's the name of it? Scotsemi? Is that how they?
I don't know. One of the comments in there says it means it's Greek for "I will kill you now, yes. Go die" or something like that, or "die slowly." I don't know. But
I could buy that. Yeah, I read that one.
Yeah, it's just. I would say it's just like
kill me, kill me. That's
screeching.
What it is.
Ah, yeah, it's kill. Is it
kill me in Greek?
That's funny. Yeah, it's
I forgot to like that comment. I'm going to do that right now.
Atonal screeching, but if you listen a little more carefully, it's really structured screeching, and she is operatically trained, and it's, you know, she can sing. There's actually a record where she does blues covers that's really haunting and beautiful. But Diamanda Galas, she used to be. In the crowd I ran in, like the post-punk crowd in San Francisco in the late 80s, she was the shiziest, man. People loved her. I mean, it was like people were religious about her. And I saw her twice. I saw her at the Warfield Theater.
She's scary looking, too.
She's scary. And she's actually a beautiful woman. She just makes herself look scary. She is scary, though. She's
so there you go. Take your natural beauty and throw that away
and ruin it.
Take the amazing talent you have with your voice and do horrible, horrible things. That's a way to bring the boys a running.
Yeah, yeah. I saw her twice, assuming her gender.
I don't even know.
Yeah, she got arrested once actually for going into some cathedral in New York City and I think throwing blood and like screeching a acapella song about AIDS. Her brother had AIDS and she became one of the really early screechy Talk about a screechy activist. I mean, she is a operatically trained screeching activist, but she, I think she threw blood and, like, said everyone has AIDS, and she has a tattoo across her wrists that says, her knuckles that says HIV positive, even though she's not. Just like, we are all HIV positive. She was very classy into that topic for most all of her life that I know of, but, and she's still making music. But I saw her at the Warfield Theater. Someone gave me tickets and I walked out because it scared me. And then I went and saw her at the Fillmore play with that band with John Paul Jones on bass and a drummer that sounded just like John Bonham. And I went because it was John Paul Jones and I love Led Zeppelin. And I actually had tickets to see Led Zeppelin's tour when John Paul, when Bonham died and they canceled it. You know, I told you, I've talked to the show about how we had the hip priest at Church Farm School and he took us to see Yes in the Round at the Spectrum. Well, he was going to take us to see Led Zeppelin, which is kind of funny because a lot of Christians think Led Zeppelin was satanic, but he was one of the hip ones. And he's a social justice warrior. I Googled him about a year ago and first picture that came up was his arm around Barack Obama before he was president. So, but he was going to take me and four other guys to see Led Zeppelin, and the tour got canceled because Bonham choked on his own vomit. But, you know, it might have been someone else's vomit. You can't dust for vomit. We don't know.
Dust.
That's a Spinal Tap joke, man.
There's a future show title.
Dust for Vomit should be a good name for a band.
Oh, there you go.
So I went and saw this band with Tiamat Golas and John Paul Jones and the drummer that sounded like Bonham at the Fillmore.
Kid?
No, it wasn't, but he does sound like John Bonham. So the Warfield holds about 1,000 people, and it was sold out. And it was really funny because it was pretty much divided down the center of the room. Like, the people on Jones's side of the room all looked like Led Zeppelin fans, and the people on the right side of the room all looked like Tiamat Golas fans. You could tell. And at one point,
there was a clear divide.
There was. And at one point, some Led Zeppelin hippie in the back of the room, you know, like, people were yelling Led Zeppelin songs during between songs, like, play Freebird kind of thing. But they were, like, serious. They were like, you know, one of them yelled, the song remains the same. And Tiamat Golas, without missing a beat, said, no, it doesn't. And then launched into the next song. I thought that was pretty cool, man. But it was amazing. And I don't get starstruck easy. I talk a lot about, you know, shooting dope with Perry Farrell and all that stuff, but back in the day. But like, John Paul, I got right up front, and John Paul Jones was like Tiamat Golas is just wailing chaos over a controlled chaos over on the, like, I almost wanted to turn her down in the mix and just listen to bass and drums, which I think everyone on that side of the stage did. But I was in the middle of the stage because I kind of like both of them, but up front it was so loud. And John Paul Jones was, he's so cool, man. He is the archetypal, like, bass player who doesn't move, just taps his foot, kind of looks around really confident. And he was like, I don't know, 60 at the time, maybe, and 58, and just looked really good and healthy. And like everyone else in Zeppelin's like dead or fat or crazy. Like, Jimmy Page, like, every interview, and he's got gray hair. And Jimmy Page, like, every interview is like, I used to be somebody. And John Paul Jones is just quietly making cool, weird music. And he looked me right in the eye. Like, he kind of was like looking everybody in the front in the eye for like a measure, you know, for like four notes, just looking at someone, looking at the next person, looking at the next person. Like, he looked me in the eye. I was like, oh my God, I've been like, it was like a blessing from the Pope to me, man. But
nice.
This horrible band. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, it just, it was, like I said, it caught me off guard as soon as you started.
You don't need to speak Greek. You saw that. You were like, kill me. And that turns out to be the title of the song in Greek. That's funny, man. Yeah.
I thought that was probably the best comment.
Yep.
Like I said, I took my original comment back because the music wasn't horrible. It just, she was very, yeah. I mean, just because you can do certain things with your voice doesn't necessarily mean you should. I mean, because one of my first reactions to that was, I kind of figured that's what most of what I assumed what most of Yoko Ono's garbage sounded like, because I've never really listened. I've just assumed that she was horrible because so many people have said the stuff that she puts out is horrible. So I've never really listened to anything she's done. So I just kind of assumed it was like on that level. Definitely not for me. You know, like I said, just because you can. I mean, that's like, what was that one? I'm trying to think. Was it the lead singer from Typo Negative? I think he died too. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he died.
But he was the one who was he was operatically trained too, I believe, if I remember correctly, because he had an amazing voice. I was a big fan of them for a while. Like he could do. He had an insane range, and I'm pretty sure he was. But he didn't go out there doing crazy screaming Greek stuff like this lady.
Yeah, there ought to be a law against crazy ladies singing, huh? You racist.
They can do it. It's not for me.
I know, man. I'm kidding. I'm on Muff Wiggler, and people are calling me a racist because I called Greece a failed state. I'm the same race as most of the people in Greece. Yeah.
How is that a racist statement? What is wrong with people? That really does prove the, you know,
it really extreme. Does. It proves, yeah.
How, like, because that's just really just like throw racist. Although now I've heard about it a couple times recently. It makes me laugh. You ever see the interview with the zombie video that Tom Woods and Bob Murphy did a few years
back?
Yeah,
that's a good one. That's funny.
It makes me think
about
that.
Best thing Tom Woods ever did. I like Tom Woods, but that's the best thing he ever did.
It is what that thing that is amazing. That
yeah. For people who don't know, it's a video where Tom Woods is asking making statements, and then. It's Bob Murphy is dressed as a statist zombie, and he's just interpreting everything as like Rhodes racist. Yeah,
he's supposed to be he's supposed to be interviewing Tom Woods for his show, his zombie podcast. You know, his book review show that he has, but he only does speak in one word. You know, one or two word. Whatchamacallit?
Cliches.
Thank you. You know, like Rhodes. Statist. What is it? Rhodes, racist or neo-Confederate. But yeah, these people really do exist. Although actually that's hard to say because, you know, on the internet, even in forums, I'm sure there's provocateurs that just say that stuff constantly anyway, but those people really do exist. That's so sad that that's what they go to first when you make a comment, any type of comment that whether it actually is political in this sense or could just be interpreted as political. People just say, oh, you're a racist. That's like, what does race have anything to do with this?
Yeah.
How is that, you know, you didn't call it a failed, like, it's not even like you call it a failed people.
I know.
You're saying the government of that country has failed. That's what a failed state means. But that makes you a racist.
Yeah.
If this really were a sign of if this really were like the end of times, then maybe I could excuse that. But it's going to drag out for so much longer. The stupid really burns, man.
The stupid really burns. Yeah. And the funny thing, like, meow, but people could be, like, starving and, like, not have power in their country.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean, available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
This is typing away over there. You're still arguing.
Oh, I'm yelling at socialists.
Are you trying to get yourself banned?
No, I'm answering the questions.
This is how you get yourself banned on the first day.
I'm answering the questions. You know, they're calling me a racist. I'm like, well, I'm the same race as most people in Greece, so no. And blah, blah, blah. And then somebody is like, you know, like, hey, you know, why don't you just tell us what you bought? We're more interested in that. So I was answering that. Yep. Yeah.
Well, yeah. That does make the most sense, considering that's what that site's supposed to be for.
Yeah.
Maybe you should temper your temper your political conversations, Michael.
I don't know. See, the thing is, the guy that told me about this is a Fiend fan, and he's on there. He's got 2,000 posts on there, and he's like, you should check out this site. And he said, it's run by a libertarian, and he sent me a link where the guy who runs muffwiggler.com is talking about why he has that name and doesn't care that it's not PC and that he's basically a libertarian. He used that term. And, you know, my friend who sent me that link and sent me this site said, you know, hey, you'll like this site too because there's no social justice warriors on it. And I took that at face value. He made a post about the failed state of Greece, and
apparently
all of a sudden,
wrong.
10 people are calling me racist. Well, one person's calling me racist, and 10 are calling me ugly American. 9 are calling me an ugly American. Even after I posted twice, you know, hey, all states are failed. Greece is just failing quicker than others because it's been around for longer, and they choose not to see that post.
Well, of course not.
And then,
that doesn't help their narrative.
For the last 5 minutes. Yeah, here's one. He said, you blame governments for the cost of goods. You know, because someone's like, you must have been conned by the company. And I'm like, no, the company is blah, blah, blah. They're good people. I blame the government for the cost of the goods. And the guy says, you blame governments for the cost of goods. Should I blame your parents for you not understanding the value of goods across current international borders? Wow. The value. You know, if he hadn't used the word value in there, it wouldn't be so offensive even. Like, he's basically saying he's buying the lie of that they call, you know, that value-added tax. He's using the word value. Like, that is such an Orwellian phrase, as Phil put it, or value-added tax. Like, what value is being added by you paying 57% tax?
Like, well, the government is receiving value.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
That's how that works, Michael. They add to their value by making them a third party to your exchange with another individual or their company to acquire their product for a set amount of currency. They have to, they have to interject somehow.
Yeah.
Since governments don't produce anything of value, they have to, actually go in and steal value from other people so they can claim to have money to do things with. Which then, of course, you know, as that one story that you sent me earlier about the dine and dash governor. You know, even when they are getting money, they still think they don't have to. they don't have to pay it. Although even if they did, I think that story there was. I guess it was in New Mexico, where the governor went into one of those chain restaurant places.
Oh yeah,
And essentially, according to the owner of the place, or at least the manager of the place, said that she literally picked up the bill and like kind of crumpled it up and just threw it out when he handed it to her and then just took her stuff and left, which, I have dealt with that with other either public officials or, you know, cops. We actually more often than not went back in the days when I worked at 7-Eleven because certain people just walked in there and just assumed, you know. So I could see that if she had done that before and just assume, oh, this is how I handle things. But it would on the one of the comments by that manager actually it made me happy and then drove me insane in the same instance because he was just like he recognized that even if she had paid, it would have been with, you know, taxpayer money, essentially. But didn't take it any further than that. And was just like, you know, so just like, oh, and then went back about to say things about how she was, not being representative of, basically her legal position and all this stuff. And she's like, oh, you come so close, and then you lose it.
Yeah. Yeah, liberals... or status of any ilk, but especially liberals when it comes to economics, really miss the mark. And the thing is, though, too, the it would have been stolen money from her, you know, what her salary is from taxes anyway if she paid.
Well, no, it wasn't even the salary. No, see, it wasn't even the salary. It was just, oh, we would have paid. She would have paid with that out of the petty cash or something like that, which is taxpayer money.
Yeah. Yeah, the petty cash, you know, for purchases under $100,000, that credit card for the state.
Exactly.
But the thing is, like, the fact that she didn't even do that really just shows the veneer